Hello, my friends. In this meditation, I want to just provide a short guided journey to help you connect with your ancestors in your imagination. Please feel free to use this with the moon pages I created for this month's full moon on October 31st. We obviously do not know who out of your ancestors will step forward to be with you today, but as we've been working with the ancestors, let's trust they know you would be calling on them today, and they want very much to greet you in this way. In fact, I imagine your ancestors are ecstatic with delight at the thought of being with you. They love when you connect with them and express your gratitude for the role they played in you becoming who you are. They love when they get the opportunity to help you because they are not done being of service. So please know that when you reach out to them, they get the chance to be there for you, and that makes them so happy. Let's begin by moving into a relaxed state. Just take a moment to scan your body, starting at the top of your head. How does the top of your head feel? Can you sense the very center of the top of your head? Move down a bit to your brow. Is your forehead tight? Can you relax the muscles in your forehead just a little bit? What about your cheeks and your jaw? How do they feel right now? Is there tightness that you can loosen up a little bit more? Now move down to your neck and your shoulders. What do your neck and your shoulders want you to know about the stress you've been carrying lately? Ask your body to relax a little deeper and loosen the muscles in your neck and shoulders. And move down to your chest and your abdomen. And take a deeper breath here. Really let that breath move all the way down to the bottom of your belly. Feel how your belly rises when you breathe in as deeply as you can. And feel how your body sinks inward as you breathe out. Feel that connection between your nose and your mouth and your chest and your belly as you breathe. Bring your awareness to your hips and the muscles at the top of your legs. These are big muscles that carry you around all day long. Thank them for the great work they do and imagine them feeling warm and loved and able to let go and sink into relaxation. Now scan the bottom of your legs all the way to the tips of your toes. Imagine even the tips of your toes are feeling safe and warm and happy. In this calm and grounded space, I'd like you to create a sacred meeting spot in your imagination. We're going to start by thinking about the area you would like to build this sacred meeting spot in. Would you like it somewhere in a wooded forest that you love? Or perhaps you'd prefer it near a lake? Or right next to your favorite ocean water? Is it high on some rocks or hidden in a happy meadow? Think of a place in nature that makes you feel warm and safe and happy. Next, in this beautiful and comforting spot in nature, let's build a structure you can enter. Can you see a log cabin there or a pretty stone cottage with ivy growing along its walls? Or would you prefer a yurt or a teepee? Try to capture as many details as you can about your structure. What does the front door look like? What kind of inviting features do you see before you enter the building? Go inside this sacred space you are creating in your mind and stop in the entrance of the building to notice what the interior looks like. What do you see directly in front of you? Is there a fireplace, an old wood stove, or a hearth? Can you see a table and some chairs somewhere, or is there somewhere comfortable for you to sit and rest? Try to imagine as many details as you can. Think about what kind of colors you would like there and what kind of scents might be wafting in the rooms. Can you imagine any cozy blankets or pillows? What would it feel like to relax in this oasis you're creating? Take a moment to take in as many details as you can. Now that you have a good idea about what the interior of your sacred space looks like, walk outside and imagine the kind of outdoor space you would want in your oasis. Would it be a space filled with wildflowers growing here and there and everywhere in an organic and natural way? Or would you have a garden where you can sit and listen to the birds? Would a source of water that you and the animals can enjoy be found somewhere? Now imagine that around this sacred space there was some kind of boundary. Perhaps it's a rock fence or rose bushes that encircles everything you created. Perhaps it's a solid wood structure of some kind that makes you feel protected. Trust whatever comes to your mind and build or change it if you want to. This is your sacred space, so make it feel as wondrous and amazing as you can. Along that boundary, imagine a front gate of some sort. Think about what kind of materials that front gate would be made of and how it opens and closes. Imagine there is a mailbox that is placed right outside your front gate so that it's easy to access whenever you need to. Know that no matter how it looks, the boundary and your front gate are magical and will always keep you safe. They will not allow anyone who is not for your highest and greatest good to enter your sacred space, and you are free to meet people wherever you feel comfortable meeting them. When someone comes to visit in your imagination, you might want to meet them at your front gate, or you might feel comfortable enough to invite them to enjoy your outdoor space with you. And if you're really near and dear, and you trust them deeply, you can even invite them into your cozy building to join you at your table. Whenever someone comes to mind, trust wherever in your sacred space your heart wants to spend time with them. Now that you have your sacred space firmly created in your mind, let's invite your ancestors to join us. Whatever your experience has been with your family, there is good on your family tree. You are born of good things. Rest here for a moment and call to mind everything you know about your ancestors. Think of the stories you have heard. Think of the many stories you have never heard. Imagine you can see far, far back into the past. And with that sight, you see far past the modern world, and you keep going further back. And the further back you go, the more of your ancestors you acknowledge. There are hundreds of them, each having come before you, each living on through you. You carry a little piece of each and every one of them. Perhaps there is courage you picked up from a great grandmother, or humor from a very distant grandfather. Perhaps the color and texture of your hair is the same as a cousin who lived hundreds of years before you. Perhaps your love of music or nature was the same love your great-great-great-great-grandmother had for all the things natural or lyrical. You are indeed magical. They are magical. You can communicate to them and they can communicate to you. In fact, it comes very easily and natural to you and to them, since it's the true state of our being. Your spirit is deeply connected to your ancestors in a very real way, and somewhere inside you know this. Now call in the mothers and fathers that came before you. Call in the ancient and wise, the humble and open, the seekers, the teachers, and the mystery keepers. Call in the farmers and artists and healers and craftsmen. Call in the ancestors you know and may have already heard of, and call in those you may have forgotten. Reach far into the past. See how you come from a long line of people who share your history. See far back into your primitive beginnings. See past technology and electricity. See past industry and cities. See all the people that were required to live and die so that you could exist exactly as you are right now. You come from a long line of survivors who had the courage to face many hard things. When you are in pain or confused or in fear, remember you have the power of all the souls who came before you, and you too can face very hard things. Ask the ancestors who are meant to connect with you today to step forward. You don't have to see them or hear them or feel them just yet. Simply invite them to be seen and felt or known. They are with you specifically for this purpose today. They knew what you were doing, and they were preparing themselves to be of highest service to you because they love you so much. Allow yourself to feel their love. They want to share how they feel about you. They are your greatest champion, your biggest fan. You are their moon and star. Even if you didn't realize it before, you have known each other for longer than your human mind can remember. But your soul remembers. Your soul knows they are family. Soul family. Allow yourself to see, feel, or hear their presence. Imagine they stand before you at the front gate of your sacred space. Do you see their form? What colors do you see? Do you feel anything about them? Perhaps you just have a knowing feeling that they are there with you. Perhaps it's someone you know, or perhaps it's someone you are meeting for the first time now. Imagine they hold out their hands to you. You place your hands in theirs, and you allow yourself to feel what kind of person they are now. Where in your sacred space would you like to invite them to join you? Bring them to whatever spot in your sacred space feels safe and comfortable to you. As you sit together in your sacred space, you notice they are holding something in their hands. It's a special gift they have just for you. Imagine they are giving it to you now. Trust whatever comes to your mind. Accept their gift and express your gratitude. Now take a moment to ask them if they have a message for you, then wait and receive whatever insight they feel you most need to hear at this time in your life. And just trust whatever comes to your imagination. Once again, thank them for their help and ask them to continue to be with you throughout the day, guiding your senses, thoughts, and feelings. Sit together for a moment as you think about how many people had to live and die for you to be alive on this earth at this moment in time. Think about all the qualities and personalities that existed before you. Think about how their journey and experiences allowed for certain skills and qualities to be carried on to you. Now think about the generations that will come after you on your family tree. What kind of qualities do you want to impart onto them? What kind of abilities or beliefs or ideas do you hope get passed on to them? Think about the legacy you want to leave behind and what is so deeply important that it must be carried on to the next generations. Look at your ancestor that came to visit you today and speak your promise to them. What kind of ancestor do you promise to be to future generations? What legacy will you try your best to leave behind? In order to fulfill that promise, what kind of support do you think you'll need? Ask your ancestor to carry the message to all the ancestors that are capable of supporting you, to help you. Try to be as specific as you can of the kind of support you suspect you might need. Now thank your ancestor for being with you today. Thank them for communicating with you, even if you do not feel like they were easily able and you were easily able to hear or see the messages they were sending. Somewhere, your subconscious mind received the gifts and messages they brought to you today, and they will become known in time. Let them know you are ready to leave your sacred space, and it's time for them to leave also. Walk them back to your front gate and lovingly say goodbye in your mind. When you are ready, come back to your breath. Take a deep breath in and feel the weight of the breath in your belly. Become aware of your body and the place where you're sitting. Move your body around and gather your pencil, crayons, or markers in the moon page for this full moon. And draw or write your promise to your ancestors in the blank space provided. If you enjoyed this journey, you might enjoy the moon mapping meditations I offer in the moon mapping year. When you join the moon mapping year every week, a powerful self-healing session arrives in your inbox. They're a little different than this one because in these recordings, I teach your subconscious mind how to clear unhelpful memories and beliefs. We did not do that in this meditation. But my moon mapping recordings will enhance any healing work you're already doing, and you will notice some pretty amazing results. All you need to do is take 30 minutes out of your week to get cozy, put your headphones on, and listen to the commands I speak to your subconscious mind. It's not hypnosis, and you do not need to go in any trance or have any special skills. You just have to hit the play button and listen. Your subconscious mind will start rewiring your brain and do the healing work for you. In those moon mapping recordings, I use the sacred wheel of the year to decide what area of your life or body we will be healing that week. For instance, the wheel of the year this month is considered as a sacred time where the veil between our world and the world of spirit is thinnest. It's also considered a special time to honor and connect with your ancestors. Therefore, in the moon mapping year, I just created a series of recordings where I gave commands to the subconscious mind to release ancestral memories and generational trauma from our bodies. We started with our feet, knees, and legs because so many memories about being afraid to move forward in our lives are stored in those areas of our body. And then in the next week's recording, we worked upwards and treated the pelvis, the hips, the sacrum, and the coccyx, and the root and sacral chakras. There's a lot of memories connected to not feeling safe, our own and our ancestors, are stored in those areas of our body. Next, we treated the top half of our bodies all the way to the top of our head. And finally, in the last week of the month, I took them on a similar journey to connect with their ancestors as you just experienced here, except in that recording, I included commands that taught their subconscious minds how to clear ancestral memories and generational trauma that was blocking their ability to listen to and trust their intuition. So if you love the idea of weaving your healing with the sacred energy of the Wheel of the Year, and you love the idea of just pressing play and letting your subconscious mind do that healing work for you, check out the moon mapping year on my website. I hope you enjoyed this month's full moon journey, and I look forward to connecting with you again at the upcoming new moon.